You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along Mr. Aaron Zummers, our producer and engineer. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big broadcast here. It is Thursday, November 13th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody. Glad to have you along here from the world headquarters of Civic Media, downtown Madison, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. At the intersection of State and Fairchild, Zummers. Hour number two, thanks for being with us. Going to be having a What's Worse for you here shortly, a little Wisconsin fun fact. And a little bit later this hour, a little bit more serious than we are sometimes in hour number two. But really important, I think, to take a listen to this. This was posted a couple days ago. And I'm not exactly sure what town it was in the state of Oregon, but a 16-year-old Latino guy, kid, who he's an American citizen, and he went to a city council and he testified what it's like being a Latino kid in the current conditions under the Trump administration in Oregon. And I think this is repeated, unfortunately, all across the country right now. So I want to take a listen to that and then get some other information as well from you, your opinions on it, I guess. Zummers, let's take a look out at the old Sam Davidson Street Cam on State Street right now. Beautiful fall day. Going to be nice weather next couple of days for fall and then back down into the 40s by next week. Look at cars going by. A skateboarder. See lots of great skateboarders downtown Madison. Beautiful. Get out there and enjoy the weather if you can. All right. It is coming up on 8 minutes. And by the way, tomorrow on the show, I believe our old friend Peter Rapine, managing editor of Epoms World, is going to stop by.
We weren't sure if that was going to happen, but is it?
I believe it is.
Excellent.
Yes. And tomorrow happens to be our third anniversary, Zummers.
Yes, it does.
We've made it 3 years. How about that? So looking forward to celebrating that with all of you. So be here. It'll be our third anniversary show. It'll be a special show too. And in the words of Andy Spies, my old teacher from, not old, but my former teacher from seventh grade algebra, it's always good to pause and reflect. So tomorrow, on our third anniversary of the show, we will pause and reflect. Please join us. It'll be great to have you along. All right, it is 9 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for another Wisconsin fun fact.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of beauty, with your hillsides and your plains.
A little bit more.
With your jack pine and your birch tree.
This is the official Wisconsin ballad, ladies and gentlemen. All right, that's enough. Wisconsin fun fact for November 13th. All right, on this day, on November 13th, 1858, Hellman Brewery, one of Wisconsin's best-known breweries and makers of Old Style, and was established by John Gund and Gottlieb Heilemann. When I say Hellman, like mayonnaise, I messed that up already. It's Heilemann. Heilemann Brewing, Todd. Sorry. I need new glasses. Heilemann Brewery, one of Wisconsin's best-known breweries and makers of Old Style, was established by John Gund and Gottlieb Heilemann. We invite you to mark this occasion with us by going to the bathroom. And that's how we play Wisconsin Fun Fact. How about that? Did you ever have Old Style?
I have not.
Yeah. Maybe once or twice.
Do you think that the that its taste reflects.
Well, I'm sure the taste just runs as in that movie. A river runs through it. It runs right through you.
Gotcha.
The old style. I would say it's slightly maybe one step down from Pabst Blue Ribbon, which I mean they're fine Wisconsin beers. Don't hate them.
Absolutely.
I would prefer a Spotted Cow if it was up to me. All right. What is 11 now past the hour of 3 o'clock? Why don't we just go right into it today, Zomers? Time once again for What's Worse. Here we go. Once again, time for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize. Money involved is your chance to be heard on all 10 news, talk, and sports stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. All right, category timely. Timely indeed, Zomers. Perhaps never timelier than today. As our friend Mike Lucas, and we think he'd be our friend if he was on the show, a great admirer of his work at Badger Athletics, as a sports writer. All right, category today, timely indeed. Too much to do, not enough to do. Too much to do or not enough to do. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You could also text us on the old Civic Media app. If you don't have it, go to your app store on your Android or Apple device. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, media in the old search bar. It'll come up, CM logo, click on that. And bada bing, bada boom, takes less than a minute. It is free, the Civic Media app. You can listen to all the stations, like my favorite station. I'm just going to say this, WRCO.
What? I never could have guessed that was your favorite center station, given that you grew up working there.
17 years at RCO. How about that? You can listen to our friends like Phil Nee on Those Were the Days on Saturday evenings on the Civic Media app. Our friend Chris Simonson, Simo Saturdays with Simo on Saturday afternoons. Great crew up there at WRCO. I would not be here if not for the folks at WRCO. So how about that? Anyway, I get off the subject there. What's worse, too much to do or not enough to do? Too much to do. Or not enough to do. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. And I appreciate for those watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twix, what used to be Twix, Twitter. It used to be Twix, I said.
Yes, you know, Twitter X, which used to be Twitter.
Thank you. Craig Ferguson, who had the Late Late Show on CBS before he was essentially let go. On CBS, I still follow him on his socials, and great comedian, great host. I think one of the best late night hosts ever, Craig Ferguson on the Late Late Show, and he's the one that I think coined the phrase Twix. It's not Twitter, it's not X, it's Twix. I thought that was pretty good,
which I like.
Yeah, yeah. Me too. But if you look on the card here, the graphic that has been provided to us by co-executive producer Chris Pauls. The too much to do is an individual, and she's wearing glasses, and she's like. Her head is down at a table. She looks exhausted. And then the other person, she is looking straight into the camera, and she looks frazzled, I think. So too much to do, you're exhausted. Not enough to do, she looks frazzled.
A little bit, yeah.
Have you ever been frazzled when you don't have too much, not enough to do?
I don't know. I think I've talked about this before on the show, but I never have nothing to do.
Right.
Sometimes I get, you know, option paralysis where I'm like, I don't have anything scheduled right now. I could do so many different things. And then I end up doing none of them.
Well, that's the way it happens sometimes. But too much
for you.
You and me both, buddy. Too much to do or not enough to do. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the old phone lines. And Jim in Brookfield, listening on WAUK, Waukesha, Milwaukee. Jim, you are one of our longtime listeners. Got to meet you and your wife down there along with Zomers at the old No Packers, No Life world premiere in Waukesha earlier. Always appreciate you calling in, Jim. Too much to do or not enough to do. What's worse?
not enough to do, because when there's too much to do, you always get something done regardless. And you give it your best shot, you're always productive, you'll get things done. When there's not enough to do, you're always in this standby mode, and when time goes by, you feel like you've wasted an afternoon or a right. day. So to be productive, always have too much to do.
I think that you're on to something there, Jim. I agree with you. Thank you very much for your call. Thanks for your listenership. Always appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Give us a call here at the Old Civic Media Radio Network. What too much to do or not enough to do? That's the question here. Lots of texts coming in off of the old text line. Len in Madison, listening on WMDX. Barring the extremes of both, too much to do is probably worse for one's health, both mental and physical. Well, that's a good point too, right? You know, if you really truly have too much to do, that could be stressful mentally and physically. That ain't no good. Oscar, listening on WMDX in Madison, says too much to do means that your list of things that we're supposed to get done is incomplete. Now you feel disappointed and ashamed. Well, speaking of ADA, HADHD, right, Summers?
Yeah, very much so.
Because that's people, ADHD, we have two times. It's now or not now. And if it's now, then you're going to do something. If it's not now, we tend to put it off.
Yeah, we have a comment on YouTube from John saying ADHDers have an issue where if we have an appointment at like 2 p.m. that lasts an hour, our whole day is wasted.
Right.
I wish I could disagree, but that is exactly how it feels some days.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where you're like, oh, I can't start something because I have this appointment. And if I start something, then I'm going to be late for the appointment. And then you get back and you're like, well, now I only have 5 hours left in the day. And that's not enough to do anything. It feels like it.
ADHDers, like I say, it's either now or not now. So, unfortunately, we'll often be late to things, and I'm not saying it's good to be late, but people will say, oh, you're being disrespectful. And no, it's not necessarily that. It's just that in our brains, if it's 10 minutes before a meeting, it's not now. And then when it is the top, oh, geez, now it's now. And so we just have a unique way of trying to deal with things. Brett in Brown Deer, listening on WAUK. Not enough to do is definitely worse. Too much to do keeps me busy, but I hate boredom. I quit a good job because I was too bored. Really? I would be fascinated to know what that is.
I know at least one person who's done that, yeah.
Quit their job because they were too bored.
To be fair, it also didn't pay that much.
Well, that was my next question.
The one I'm thinking of, at least.
I mean, I wouldn't quit a job because I was bored if I was getting paid well, right? AJ in Madison, listening to WMDX, too much of anything is no good. Now that's, or George Clooney, great actor, was on Sunday morning, CBS's Sunday morning, great profile last weekend. And he said, everything in moderation, including moderation. I like that.
Interesting. Yeah.
855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Ollie in the North Woods is on the line. Ollie, too much to do or not enough to do? What's worse?
Well, I can't really give you an answer to that because we were, as kids, born to have too much to do. Our dad was of the opinion, never put off today what you'll have to do tomorrow.
That's a good point, right? You should get things done, right? Not to procrastinate. Good to hear from you. How are things, got 15 seconds, how's the weather up there in the North Woods today, Allie?
Oh, it's nice and sunny, and it must be close to 50 degrees here.
All right, very good. 50 degrees, wow. That's fantastic. Yep. Good for you. All right, thanks, Ollie. Appreciate you up there in the North Woods. What's worse, too much to do or not enough to do? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Parker Olson, producer for Kreitlow's, chiming in. We'll tell you what he says and your phone calls and more after this. It's the Almost Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now, 22 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Glad to be along with you on a Thursday, November 13th, 2025. Aaron Zommers, the incomparable, fantastic Aaron Zommers on the board playing the hits for you, hit after hit. Do you ever think, Zommers, about getting like a nighttime gig DJing? You're that good on the board.
Is that so?
I'm sure. I haven't really thought about it. You're very good at music knowledge. That's why one of the many things I appreciate about you.
Well, specifically that one is a song that I know about because it's the theme song for the show.
All right, well, yes. Mr. Smart Guy over there. I appreciate that. All right. We're right in the middle, right smack dab in the middle, you understand, of what's worse today. Too much to do or not enough to do. That is the category today. Too much to do or not enough to do. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Our own Parker Olson. Mr. Olson is the producer of the Pat Kreitlow Show. Mornings of Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 9. How long has it been? The name's been changed for like 6 months. I still keep calling it by its old name.
It's, you know, change is difficult.
Yes. Yes, it is. But it is constant. Parker Olson on the YouTube says, I've never felt so seen. I'm assuming now, Parker, I don't want to put words in your mouth. But are you, like Zommer, we've been very open on the show, Zommers and I, that we both have ADHD, that our brains think in certain ways and you operate in certain ways. And one of those traits, people that have ADHD, is you tend to be late because in our minds, it's either now or it's not now. And so that's just the way we think, subconsciously. I'm not saying I'm always late. But many times if you're, especially like if I'm doing something or writing something or if I'm with someone, I think, well, I could stay with this person, have coffee a little bit longer. And then I'm being late for the next thing. Parker says about like a half an hour thing taking up the, oh, I see. Repeat that, Zommers, what you said earlier.
It was, that one of our other viewers on YouTube was saying that ADHDers have an issue where if we have an appointment at like 2 p.m. that lasts an hour, our whole day is wasted. Because, at least for me, you think, oh, I have this thing. I know if I start doing a project, I'll get sucked in and be late. So I will do nothing until the appointment. And then after the appointment, you're like, well, I just spent the whole day doing nothing. And then this appointment, and you feel bad about yourself.
Yeah. So apparently our friend Parker, our colleague Parker, does the same thing. It's easy to do, right?
Meanwhile, Pat Kreitlow, chiming in, says, I sense I clearly haven't given Parker enough to do.
No, I think Parker's fine. I think Parker's absolutely fine. Pat Kreitlow. Although, man, I could use more things to do, so maybe I can help Pat out. We'll see. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Off the text line on WMDX in Madison, Paul in Madison says, it depends on what your situation is right now. The other is better. Other meaning what? Not enough to do?
It's just the grass is always greener on the other side.
Oh, I see. All right. Yeah, that's true, right? When you have too much to do, you're like, I wish I didn't have so much. And then when you don't have anything to do, you're like, well, now I'm bored. Although I'm not bored very often. Are you ever, people that say I'm bored, I have nothing to do. I don't get that.
No, I don't get that either. It's like I said before, it's all right. I have time to do something. There's so many things I want to do. What am I going to do?
Don't have anything pressing, it's like, whew, I can actually read a book. Or I can have a cup of coffee, or I can go for a walk, you know. Category, too much to do or not enough to do. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. On the phone line for the old hometown of Richland Center on WRCE, Whistler. Whistler, too much to do or not enough to do. What's worse?
Not enough to do. In my mind, there's always stuff to be done. But physically anymore, I'm getting old, man. It's like... it takes too much time to do anything.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Takes longer to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
Well, I always want to do it.
How are things out there?
Doesn't always be accomplished.
How is the weather out there, a beautiful Boaz area of Richland County, hey, Whistler?
Well, I'll tell you what. The sun is shining.
Nice.
It's hazy.
Hazy.
It's calm. And it's, I'd say, about 45, 50 degrees.
All right, very good. There's your weather forecast from Richland County from Whistler. We appreciate it, Whistler. Thank you so much for calling up there in the old hometown, the old home county, the Driftless. It feels like home because it is Richland County. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Len in Madison on WMDX, this is fantastic, says, speaking of procrastination, National Procrastination Day is always announced as yesterday.
See, yeah, we meant to get to it.
We meant to get to it, yeah. We haven't missed anything on the old text line so far, Zomers. Are we all caught up? All right, Zomers, what's worse, too much to do or not enough to do?
You know, it's difficult because not enough to do is harder to conceptualize. I think I'm going to say, I don't know. I'm going to say too much to do.
Really?
Just, all right. Well, I don't know. It's hard because, like I said, one of them, I'm having trouble even picturing what it would be like to have not enough to do.
Right.
Because even if, like, you have a vacation or whatever, you have some time off, you have stuff you can do around the house. Like, there's always something to do. So, right. I don't know. I find it difficult to answer.
I would say not enough to do is certainly worse. I've been blessed to do jobs by and large that I love to do, whether my time in the legislature, in the U.S. Congress, being in a radio, you know, now my 20th year of broadcasting. I mean, even when I'm stressed out, have a lot to do, I think, well, you know, you could be doing nothing.
Actually, that would be so great.
That would
now that
be
I think
so
about
great.
It that way, working in retail, not enough to do was pretty rough.
Yeah.
So I think I am going to say that's worse.
Not enough to do is worse. I'll take a little pressure with too much to do. All right, come on back. Going to play you a great, a powerful cut from a young man who is an American citizen on what it's like being a Latino in America today. Farm News is next to Pam Yonke. You're listening Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 35 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Glad to have you along on this Thursday, November 13th, 2025. Aaron Zomers on the board. Want to get into this a little bit because talked a lot about this on this show before. Big issue of immigration out there. And I think whatever the issue is, right, it's always better, at least in my mind, to understand things if you can, as the late, great Judge Weissman from Tennessee was fond of saying, put it down there where the chickens can get at it. And this individual, Zomer, has helped me out because I don't have the clip in front of me right now. I don't think it says which city council this is in front of, but it is a city, perhaps Portland,
It doesn't say which city.
But it's in the state of Oregon where Donald Trump and the Trump administration have ginned up, and Kristi Noem with her Botox and hair extensions and all, have ginned up the ICE machine and are making it untenable in some conditions to really basically walk around in the streets as a Latino person. And it's easy for us, I think, as non-Latinos, I'm a white guy. And well, how does this feel? How does this affect you? So Zomers is like 2 minutes long-ish, something like that. Something like that. Somewhere around that. So bear with me. I understand it's a little bit tough to listen to, but just bear with me and listen to this. And just remember, this is somebody's son. This is somebody's grandson. This is somebody's nephew. This kid is an American citizen. And he had the chutzpah to show up at a city council meeting and testify before the city council in the state of Oregon. Roll the clip, please, Amers.
How are you guys at? I'm scared for my parents to walk out there, to walk out their house, because I might not be able to say goodbye to them if they go to work. I might not ever be able to say bye or see them again if you guys don't side with us. And I'm scared because of it, because they fought so hard to come here and choose a life for their kids. And I really hope you guys do hear what everyone in this room has been saying. And I hope you guys do side with us, because we are fighting for our rights. And we are getting treated like animals because people judge us by the color of our skin and the way that we talk. And we have a president that acts like a child and doesn't side with us because of the way he thinks about us. And we have a police department that doesn't do anything about us, and that we are here fighting more than they are. So I hope that you guys actually do hear what everyone in this center is hearing or talking about, so you guys can side with us and listen to what everyone's saying, because everyone is scared. I'm scared that I'm never going to be able to see all my friends again. I'm scared that their parents are going to be gone one day. I'm scared that all of us are going to have to fend for ourselves. I'm scared that one day at school that I'm going to get like held by people that I don't know, people that are covered, people that I can't identify because they wear masks and they don't properly ID themselves. I'm scared that everyone that I love is not, I'm not going to be able to see them again, because even though that they're U.S. citizens, they don't care about us. They treat us like dogs. They treat us like animals. No one here cares about us because of the color of our skin. So I'm asking you guys, every single one of you guys that are sitting up here, to actually hear us and do something about it, because I'm tired of it. I'm tired of telling my mom and dad every day after school that, have you seen the new video of ICE pulling someone over because of the color of their skin? I'm tired of everything. And I hope you guys really do something about it, because I really do want something to change, because I should not live like this as a 16-year-old. I shouldn't be scared. I should be focusing on school, and I can't even focus on school.
That is the testimony before our city council. My assumption is Portland. I don't know that to be true, but it's in the state of Oregon, by a 16-year-old young man who had the courage of the hood. I mean, imagine that. Imagine the courage it took to live in that fear and yet have the courage and conviction to come before in public in front of a city council and say those things. He is an American citizen. His parents are American citizens. And he is petrified to go to school. He is petrified for his kids or for his parents to leave the house. Every day, leaving and not knowing whether he'll see his family again. And then we wonder, oh, why do they have low test scores? Why aren't they showing up to class on time? Why are they not getting their homework done? He's just trying to be a 16-year-old kid. He should be enjoying homecoming or marching band or football practice, hanging out with his friends, playing video games, going to a movie. That's what that kid should be doing. And to have to worry about on a daily basis whether he or his family will see each other every time they leave the house. That to me, and Zamras, I'll let you weigh in a second. That to me is the most poignant testimony I have heard yet on the ramifications of what the Trump administration is doing to this country. It's fear. It's creating fear. Fear to go about our daily lives. Fear to speak out. Fear to be honest. Fear to tell the truth. Fear of just being who we are. Whether that's Latino, a person who's Latino, a person who's Black, a person who's gay, a person who's trans, a person who's white, a person who's straight, a person who's married, a person who's single. What a great guy I went out with for a while. He taught me that. You can learn something for everybody if you just listen. Because I used to say, I still do probably, still say things like, we have a bunch of Latino people here, or, you know, the gay community here, or whatever. And he taught me, he said, Todd, we're all people first. I thought that was so cool. Like, that's a small thing we can do, but it's how we contextualize how we think and how we speak. And if you lead with a person who happens to be Latino, a person who happens to be Black, a person who happens to be gay, we're all just people, right? And this administration, more than any in my lifetime, certainly, has brought this fear. And that young man had the courage, even within that fear, to step forward and speak out on behalf of himself and his parents. Zomers?
Yeah, I think he is very brave, very proud of what he did. And I think you nailed it there too. And I think what we need to remember in order to use this powerful emotion that I think anybody who heard that must be feeling, is that the people who we elected need to hear these stories.
Yeah.
We can't let the people who side with Donald Trump and just do his bidding and then try and hide from their constituents. We can't allow them to hide. They need to know what's really happening. See the videos of people being taken over. See the videos of people like this young man sharing their story, their everyday experience, and know that, you know, not all of our elected officials, but for some of them, that their actions are causing this.
Yeah.
And it's not just this kid. It's a lot of people.
Well said. And I hope that if you heard that testimony today by this kid we just played, you can go to a podcast or Facebook or YouTube and watch and listen to it again. I mean, just listen to the fear in his voice. And that is amplified times thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people across this country who are American citizens and who are living in that fear. And that's part, in my opinion, of what the Trump administration wants to do, make us afraid to speak out. I'm just a big believer, and this is something I owe my mom, quite frankly. Mom taught me as a kid, even though I had a speech impediment, to say the truth. And she said, as long as you know that what you're saying is true and right, don't ever be afraid to stand up and say that. And it seems so simple, right? And foundational. But it's one of those things that I remember being taught as a kid by my mom, which has stayed with me and which has been a foundational tenet of this program for what will be 3 years tomorrow. It's not magical. I don't have any great insight into broadcasting or marketing or communication. But at least, not in all things, like cleaning my room as a kid. Maybe that now is part of ADHD looking back. But it was one of those things I had the sense at least to listen to my mom and have carried that with me throughout my life. Haven't necessarily always lived up to it, but that one thing I've been pretty good at. Simply just telling the truth and saying it as long as you know that it's factual. And this kid that we just played, obviously he has similar parents who said, speak up, be heard. And I think that's the takeaway from this. We'll be interested in your phone calls, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. There's a lot of screeching that goes on today, right? In this industry, talk radio, in television, certainly, by pundits, online, certainly, right? But I hope that all of us will take a moment and listen to what that kid just had to say that we played for you. That he shouldn't have to live in fear. And how do we address that? Certainly going to the ballot box next year is going to be fundamental. That's our one big chance, you guys. Protests are great. I'm not here to bag on protests, right? It's our First Amendment constitutional right to protest, as long as it's peaceful and respectful. But we all have the ability. You don't have to have a microphone. You don't have to have a daily talk show every day to say the truth. You can bring it up to your friend group. Thanksgiving. Don't get in a family argument. Well, Todd doesn't say the truth. But the little things, right? When we hear a racist comment, when we hear a homophobic comment, when we hear a trans comment, anti-trans comment, you know, hey, dude, lay off on that, all right? I'm a big believer that we make a powerful difference individually. I have the great blessing of having a microphone in front of me every day. But each of us can make a bigger difference if we just talk the truth to the people around us. And I admire that kid so much and applaud him for having the courage and the chutzpah to stand up in front of his city council and simply say the truth. And I think he'll make a difference. And if all of us do the same thing in our own communities all across Wisconsin, we'll continue to make a difference. All right, come on back, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Going to wrap up the show today. I look forward to tomorrow after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. For the time now is 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to across the state of Wisconsin. A weather update for you and a great sports update by Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter. And then another fine edition of the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon between 4 and 6. Maggie Dawn, followed by another great edition of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, the Schwabinator. Very good. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Roger and Stevens Point listening in on the show on the great station WFHR says, "Hey, Todd, I believe the 16-year-old that testified is from Hillsboro, Oregon." Thank you very much, Roger. I appreciate that.
Yes. Thanks to Roger's information there, I was able to confirm that is accurate.
Very good. So we played that clip, and if you didn't hear it, go back and listen to the podcast or the YouTube channel. Took a lot of courage for that young man, 16-year-old, to come forward and testify in front of the Hillsboro, Oregon City Council. What it's like being a Latino person in today's day and age, particularly with all the ICE goofiness that's going on these days. Coming up tomorrow, Zombers, by golly, we'll have our third anniversary. There will be cake tomorrow, Zombers. I was going to leave it to be a surprise tomorrow, but we have cake ordered. Put the order in earlier this week, so there'll be a third anniversary show cake from Batch Bakery.
Ooh, they make good stuff.
They make very good stuff.
Does it have any nuts in it?
No, just good, for good. You, because it is a nutless cake that has been ordered for tomorrow. I think there is a little raspberry in it, though.
Well, that doesn't kill me, so we're good.
That's very good. So we'll do that. Might dial up a couple of old friends from the show. Have them on tomorrow. Peter Rapine, who I'm told now may be a scratch. He may be
might not happen. He may be
traveling to his girlfriend's in Vancouver. The Canadians are calling, as they say.
He did mention he was going to go back up there soon. So
yeah, absolutely. But be with us tomorrow. It's a big third anniversary Lollapalooza like none other. You will not want to miss it. All kinds of great happenings and maybe a few surprises tomorrow as well. So be with us tomorrow. That should be a lot of fun. Also, what else we got going on? Here, a little sports update. I forgot this earlier. Badger football team, of course, traveling to Indiana. Coach Cignetti and the Indiana Hoosiers down there in Indiana. I'm not giving any sports betting information, but I'll be shocked if the Badgers can keep it within 30. I hope I'm terribly wrong.
Yeah, same here.
So we'll find out Monday whether I was terribly wrong or not. But Indiana is hosting the Wisconsin Badgers 9 a.m. for the pregame show broadcast on the Civic Media Radio Network with a kickoff, I believe, for around 11 o'clock. Local time here in Wisconsin. You can hear it, Badger football, on our great stations, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, WLAK in Amory, also WRCE in Richland Center, WRPN in Ripon, Wisconsin, home of Ripon Good Cookies. Well, it used to be. And WJMS out of Ironwood, Michigan. That's right. Wisconsin Badger Sports is now in Ironwood, Michigan. How about
taking over little by little?
Little poco a poco, as they say. Poco a poco. So, we'll kick around as Jane Matt. Now, I love the fact that Jane says that's her phrase, so I got to give her. I believe she has it patented. Kick around. So we'll kick around Wisconsin, literally and figure. Maybe I'll bring a football in for the third anniversary show. We'll kick that around, Wisconsin at Indiana tomorrow. Maybe we'll see if Brandon Ewing could join us tomorrow. That would be fun. That would be a lot of fun. If he's hearing this for the first time, expect a text later on tonight, Brandon. We'll see. So that's coming up this weekend. There'll be a great game, and then Badger basketball, I believe, is in action next week. So Badger hockey, men's hockey, is going on. And that is tomorrow night, Friday the 14th, Ohio State here in Wisconsin at the Kohl Center, 6:30 for a broadcast time. That is on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids and WJMS in Ironwood, Michigan. Badger hockey team, women's team rated number one right now in the country. And men, I think we're 10th, something like that. They're having a great season.
Not bad.
And there
is
a great article. Now I won't be able to find it. There is a great article today on Mark Johnson, the coach for Badger women's hockey, and nobody does it better than Mark Johnson. I believe 8 national championships now for this guy. I mean, absolutely incredible. And in this article I read today, which I can't bring up right now for some reason, he was saying that he's at the point in his life where it's not so much about continuing to win. He's really passionate about mentoring people and helping people, which I thought was extraordinary.
I mean, that's who you want leading the team.
That's exactly who you want leading the team. And so maybe we'll talk a little bit more about Mark Johnson tomorrow. Here it is right here, as a matter of fact. Of course, now we're almost out of time, as it turns out. But it's at uwbadgers.com. I would encourage you to check it out. I believe it's a free article. It says Mark Johnson still enjoying the legendary ride. And Coach Johnson discloses in here that his wife about a year ago was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. And his first thought was, well, I'm going to retire and take care of her. But they've got medical help, and now she's doing great, or at least relatively so. And so he said, I just want to keep doing this as long as I can, mentoring other people and making a difference. Well said, Coach Mark Johnson, and don't we all. Zombers, many thanks to you, my friend. Great job today at the board. Many thanks to all of our callers out there as well. Be here tomorrow, folks. Not going to want to miss it. Our third anniversary show, we are going to celebrate like it's 1999. I actually remember 1999.
Unlike me.
Unlike Zombers. It'll be a great show tomorrow. Please be here. Not going to want to miss it. Until tomorrow. This is Todd. Remember, folks, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow. Maggie Dawson.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.